up to face the sun. Yes, your dark night is over. The day is here, my friend. The time has come today. Your whole nothing can hold back the dawn.
Welcome to Love Living Life with Marlo Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. You were just listening to my friend Annie Mae Wells singing her new song. Oh my God. Sun, catch.
I'll help you out here. Face the sun.
Face the sun. I knew it was the sun. Catch the sun. Face the sun. And if you think about it, when you face the sun, how good it feels, right? You feel the sun's rays down on your face, on your body, warming your heart, your mind, your soul. It's beautiful. Her song is amazing. We'll be playing it throughout the show, and the full thing will be on the recording at the end. Mm-hmm. So
very good. And right now the sun is behind the snow flurries that we're experiencing right now. It's the Seattle area. So folks, be careful out there. Just bring the speeds down. It's all my public service.
It's that time of year.
It is.
You know, nothing more beautiful though than a snowy day after it snowed and the sun comes down and the sun glistening on the snow. Gorgeous.
You got it.
So what I want to share with everyone today is this is my last show. I have made a decision. I have loved doing the show, working with Dina Marie, working with Benny. It's been an amazing opportunity, a lot of fun, but it's time for me to move on. And I'll be back from time to time to help Dina out. But this is my last official Marlo Williams, Loving Life with Marlo Williams show. So I appreciate all of you that have listened to me, that have followed me, because I know some of you have. I get messages from you, and I really appreciate you. And I will still be here. I'm still a coach. I'm still speaking. I'm still doing training and retreats. And so stay tuned to my website at marlowilliams.net to learn more. So today what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of walk through the last year and three quarters where I was having a show every month and kind of talk about some of my guests and why I chose those guests, as well as talk about what I do and how I can continue to help people. My whole purpose of joining Dina Marie on Lift Your Spirits Radio was to make a difference in people's lives, to provide meaningful information, exciting guests that do things that can help people change your life. So if you're struggling in an area, I was trying to find guests and connect with people who could help. And some of the key problems that I learned about as we've been along, I continued to look for those guests and try to bring them in. So I started the whole show first with a session with Dina Marie. And then my first guest was actually my sister-in-law, Jan Finley, and she's a hypnotherapist and has a practice in Everett. And she really got on and talked about hypnotherapy and how it can change your life. I then went on to actually a client, Rachel Storing, who had been a lawyer, stressed out, overwhelmed, and moved into being a nutritional coach. And her big deal was she had a son with all kinds of food allergies. And so she learned not only how to help him, but how to help others. And now is just a gift to the world in what she can share and teach people if kids are struggling with any type of food allergies. Then I moved on and I invited an individual named Andy Grant. And this is a guy who's been through really traumatic stuff and was very suicidal. And he has a website called Real Men Feel, and it's helping men get in touch with themselves, because a lot of times they won't talk, they won't express how they're feeling, and so they can't be helped. So he was a gift. And then from there, I had the most beautiful woman, I love her, Diane Alexander, who came on and played sound bowls for all of us. And I don't know about all of you, but if you've ever listened to sound bowls or gone to a sound bowl healing, it actually flows. You can feel it tingling through your energy system, through your fingers, your toes, your body begins to tingle listening to sound bowls. And it's very healing and very calming. I then had on a client who, when I first met her, she was a mess. She couldn't She cried for the first 3 days that I knew her. She had come to one of my retreats. She came in early and she just couldn't stop crying because she was so unhappy. And she lives a full life now, is delighted, came on my show to talk about her experience as far as coaching with me and how I helped her move from lethargic depression, unhappiness into a full happy life. And she was probably one of my favorite guests just because it was such a heartfelt, true story that she shared. I went on to bring on a gal who I did a little bit of work with. Her name's Kim Kobayashi. She does what's called a brain integration technique. And if anyone's ever had traumatic brain injury, she's a very good person to know. She used to be in the Bellevue or the Snohomish area. She's now in Montana, but does go to Spokane and comes back here once in a while. And so if you have traumatic brain injury, or issues from the brain, she's a great resource. And all of these are all on, Benny, help me out here. I think these are all on, in the archives, right?
They should
go
be,
back
yes.
to any of those shows. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, perfect. Just mm-hmm. want to make sure.
Yeah.
Then one of my other favorite guests was Jeff Granville. He is a guy whose son at 4 years old got diagnosed with cancer and it all came on really fast. And the kid was so, so bad and so far along that when he went to Children's and finally got diagnosed, they weren't sure they could save his life. They couldn't even give him, because of the condition of his heart and lungs at this point, they couldn't even give him anything to calm his system to be able to do a spinal tap. And what they ended up doing is what Jeff does now to change lives of families is they saw how Jeff could calm his son through breathing techniques and visualization. And in a breakthrough move, the head of surgery brought Jeff into the room when they were trying to get the spinal trap and tap and trying to put in his port. They brought Jeff into the room to keep him calm. They gave him nothing to knock him out because it would have potentially stopped his heart. And they gave him the spinal tap and everything. He got through it with no medication. It was kind of a breakthrough thing. Stunning. Jeff does this, teaches families how to help their kids. So if you've got a child that's suffering from different diseases and having to be in the hospital or at Children's, Jeff Granville, Mindful Presence, spelled like Christmas present, is the website. So he's amazing. Then I had on a gal who teaches people how to have the talk that saves lives. She works in also depression, people that are suicidal, and she goes beyond what normal suicide prevention does and really helps you have the talk with your child. So that's in the archives. Brenda Michaels, who has her own show on Fridays early in the morning on KKNW.
Yeah, came Conscious on... Talk Radio just before this one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I love Brenda. Mm-hmm. I met Brenda years and years ago, and that's probably how I got kind of hooked into the whole KKNW is Brenda and Rob, and they became good friends, and I've spent many hours with Brenda and Rob at their house and other places, and they've been here to visit me, and I had her on, and we talked about awakening to your soul's purpose. She's a gift to the world, she and Rob, and it was a pleasure to have her, and she will be a lifelong friend. Then another great one was Dr. Laura Conover, and what Laura does helped change my life. So if you're a stressed out person, run on empty, anything like that, Laura is a great resource. She had a baby and she got into it from her own personal experience. She had a baby that was born very colic based, and her baby girl would not stop crying. No matter what they were doing, where they were going, that baby was crying. And you know, as if you're a new mom, how exhausting that can be. And what she found out, she lived in California, luckily, or I think somewhere sunny, somewhere warm. And what she found out is whenever she took her daughter out in the grass or outside and she was barefoot, connected with the energy of the earth, her daughter would quit crying. Hmm. Absolutely amazing. Sweet. So if you're a new parent and your child is colicky or crying a lot. I know right now in the snow doesn't sound appealing, but the more you can ground with that child and get that child outside and in the trees and in the earth's energy, the happier your child will be. And Laura's a doctor, and she quit doing her primary doctoring and does this full time, grounding, earthing. She makes, so in the wintertime, she makes, I have a grounding sheet on my bed or a grounding pad. And so at night I sleep grounded. So anyway, just, she's amazing. Intuition, she's called the intuition physician online. So if you want to check that out. Then I had Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, and she just recently wrote a book called Whole Brain Living. And this is something I use in my practice as a coach each and every day, because people don't realize how much that little voice in their head controls their life. And she is a neuroscientist who was teaching at Harvard and doing research at Harvard when she had a full-on stroke or full-on brain hemorrhage. And instead of calling 911, she sat and watched her brain go offline. And what she learned is there's four quadrants in her head instead of the left and right, as we always thought. There's actually four sections. And the voice in your head that causes you the most issues in life is your lower left brain. And that's the part that you need to listen to, learn from, but quiet. They tend to control lives, and those are the people that go into depression, sadness, stress, all those things is that voice that continues to say, you should be doing this, or worry about that, or go do this. And so that's a really important thing to understand, is how you have four brains and how to realize that that lower left brain is kind of your problem, and that you can learn to talk to it. You can learn to quiet. I have all kinds of tools. I'm going to share some tools today. I'm going to share some things, because my whole purpose, again, being on this show, is to give you tools and resources to help make your life a better place. I believe everyone's on this earth, and you're all supposed to live the life you're meant to live. So anyway, Jill Bolte Taylor, you can buy her book, Whole Brain Living, or you can listen to the show and get everything right there. And then I had Kim Sarah Feeney. She's amazing. She's from Australia, and she created a program that you can get. It's online, and it's called Positive Prime. And it has pictures and music and words, and all those things combined in the way that they do it has proven, they've done all kinds of studies on this, to prove and to uplift your mood. So I have a free Positive Prime on my website. You can go listen to mine. But just listening to Positive Prime for just a few minutes every day can completely lift your spirits, can completely make you feel better than how you felt when you might have woke up in the morning. That little lower left brain, that subconscious, that unconscious, it works hard at night. It's the one that brings you your dreams, your fears, and all the things that show up in your life that you don't like. It often come up in dreams, and you have scary dreams. That can all be controlled by learning to do things like Positive Prime. I do a daily practice, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But I think most importantly is that you are listening to that little voice, but quieting and using all four brains. So anyway, Kim Serafini, Positive Prime. Go listen to my free one online. If you want to learn more, you can just research Positive Prime online. Then I had Bruce Cryer. Bruce Cryer is amazing. He was one of the founders and early developers of HeartMath Institute. For anyone that knows anything about HeartMath, they did a lot of research on how powerful your heart is in your life. Your heart is actually like a brain, and it's the most powerful brain in your body. You actually have more messages going from your heart up to your brain than vice versa. What ends up happening is we get caught up in the busyness of life, and we tend to focus more in our head and that voice in our head, and we're driven by the upper left brain, that analytical piece. Anyway, we tend to be more head-based, but when you learn to ground, like we learned from Dr. Laura Conover, and you learn to bring your attention down in your body and begin to listen to your heart brain and your gut brain, which is connected to your brain by the vagus nerve, you'll actually feel better in life. When you make decisions from that place, you're making decisions from more of an intuitive place, from a knowing place, instead of a driven place. And you're always going to be more powerful. You're going to have better energy. You're going to feel better. So heart Bruce Cryer talked about What Makes Your Heart Sing, and it was a great show. He's an amazing person. He's now working with institute or college down on the West Coast. And so it's great to have him out in this neck of the woods. Next, I had a very good friend of mine and her son. Her son, and the name of the show was Being Unstoppable. Her son, Sean Swarner, had cancer not once, but twice when he was young, as a young child. So she, as a mother, had to work through this with her son. He got it at, I don't know, 11, 12, 13, and then he healed. And then like a year later, he got a different kind of cancer. He was told he had just weeks to live. He survived both with this mindset of his. He is just a positive thinker. And he's gone on. He did lose a lung, but he's gone on to climb all 7 highest summits in the world on 7 continents, plus the North Pole and the South Pole, with one lung. He's the first one to climb Mount Everest with one lung. And now he takes cancer survivors up Kilimanjaro. He has this amazing program that he takes these people to help them in their healing process. This guy is unstoppable. He changes lives. And his mom, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm good friends with his mom. She's an amazing person. And it's just been a joy to be her friend and get to know her son. So love that show. Then I had Maria Seal. And Maria was a client. And she came to me and she was stressed, overwhelmed, exhausted, sick, had all kinds of illnesses and things as a result of being so stressed out. She is actually a world renowned author. She writes books on their journals and helps people journal their way to happiness. But yet she was falling apart on the other side, because beyond her book writing and all her success there, she had opened a store in Seattle, which she loved because she loves decor and decorating. But the way it was being run and how her partners were and everything, it just collapsed her. And then COVID hit and she had to close down, which was actually the best thing for her. So now she's focused on what she's good at, which is the writing and the journals and the speaking. And she's an amazing individual. And at the same time of all that, she went through a divorce and realized that she was bi and has a girlfriend now and is just living an amazing life. So she was a tremendous guest to have on the show. I think we're getting close to break. Would that be right? So you're listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. Stay tuned, and we will be back with more in just a moment.
Sun, yes, your dark night is over. The day is here, my friend. The time has come.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Are you in need of some self-rejuvenation? Give yourself the gift of relaxation and better health. The Energy Genesis is a safe 360-degree healing chamber that uses a pleasant combination of light and sound frequencies to create a resonance of peace and tranquility. Within minutes, your body eases into a deep state of rest and begins to gently heal and reconnect. To learn more about Energy Genesis therapy and all of its benefits, visit their website at tanyaswan.com.
Hello, my name is Sharon Maureen, the owner of Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness in North Bend, Washington. I am a life coach, mentor, and I am the creatrix of the Soulation System, looking at nutrition, offering tools, techniques, and routines to help women thrive through challenges and change. I offer decades of expertise as an herbalist, fitness coach, and health enthusiast. I can customize a program uniquely for you, expanding your inner strength, wisdom, and resiliency through small, daily commitments to yourself. Reach out to me today at SharonMarine.com.
Lift your spirits at Bayview Healing Suites on beautiful Whidbey Island. Bayview Healing Suites offers treatments in beauty, health, and wellness, and is located at Bayview Corner, open 7 days a week. Sonia Sushagani offers acupuncture and traditional Eastern herbal medicine that restores balance within your body, mind, and spirit. You can reach out to her to book your wellness and self-care session at GoldenEarthHealingArts.com. Take some time for yourself to relax at Bayview Healing Suites in Bayview Corner.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Ease up to face the sun, yes, your dark night is over.
Thank you for listening. I'm Marla Williams, and you're listening to Love Living Life on Lift Your Spirits Radio. This is my last show, as I announced at the beginning. I'm walking through all the shows and amazing guests that I had, and then I'm going to do a little sharing of tools and things that you can use in your everyday life to help you live a life you love. Okay, so I had just talked about Maria Seal and how she came onto the show, and she talked about how she healed through her own writing, and one of her books, most famous, is the 52 List Project. Anyway, go check her out. Her books are amazing. They're very healing for people, and that's a tool that you can use. Next, I had on my guest, and this is kind of funny, I reconnected with one of my little brother's old girlfriends from college. I mean, way back. We're talking a lot of years. And she is a, believe it or not, a weather person in like Minnesota. And she wrote a book because her kids graduated, went off to college, and she had lived her life around, you know, she got up early, did her morning show, and then she lived her life around her kids. So all of a sudden, an empty nester and just struggling. So she wrote a book, Brighter Skies Ahead. And it's an excellent book. She's written another one since then. I don't have the title, but Terry DeBoer is her name. And she is a game changer. And a lot of parents who suffer when their kids go away, this has been very, very helpful. And I know her latest book, I think, is maybe about parenting and elderly. And so I just think you should check her out. Check out her books. It was a great show. Then I had Sandra Wallen. Now, Sandra Wallen was my instructor for a new modality I learned called Psych-K. Psych-K is a very short, easy process you can do with people, and it's a game changer. You can absolutely change how you're feeling in a moment and really step into your power with this tool. And she does retreats. She has horses, which are extremely healing. And she was a great guest to have on the show. Psych-K is a game changer. Sign up for a complimentary session with me and experience it, because it will absolutely change your life in minutes. So it's a pretty cool tool that I learned, and I wanted to share it with the world. Then I had Maureen Manley, and I met Maureen Manley years and years ago. She's got a great story. Talk about another kind of trailblazer. She was a world-class biker. She was actually competing in bicycling in the Tour de France, slated for the 92 Olympics. She was the fastest woman hill climber in the world and had just finished climbing one of the highest hills in the Tour de France when she crashed. And the reason she crashed is her vision blurred and she couldn't see. And what happened is they put her in the ambulance, took her to the hospital, diagnosed her with MS. So just take that in for a moment. Moving from being a world-class cyclist at the top of your game, slated for the 92 Olympics, to hardly being able, not being able to walk, learning to walk again. And she has pushed through it. She's persevered. She is competitively biking again, local level, not world level, but she is amazing. And she went into coaching and helping people who have MS and are struggling. So if you or anybody you know struggles with MS, Maureen Manley, she's a speaker, she's a coach, she's a motivational speaker. People love her. I've actually set her up in different events because she's so motivating and so powerful. So Maureen was a phenomenal guest to have. Then I had my very, very good friend, Dr. Dan Diamond. And Dan Diamond and I worked with him actually helping. I used to own a speaker management company, and I helped set him up into quite a few events. And my favorite was after the big tornado that took out like 7,000 homes in Joplin, Missouri, I was able to get an insurance company to sponsor us. And Dan and I flew into Joplin like 9 months after the tornado. And he, as a doctor and with his motivational speaking, did a healing type session for all the first responders, because those guys saw horrible things and went through horrible things. That was a life-changing trip for me with what we experienced, what we saw, what we heard. It was amazing. He is an amazing person. He actually started he started a first responder group that goes into international tragedies. So they were first in at Katrina and many of the other international events throughout the world. His team has gone in and made a difference. And he's just a difference maker. And he's a positive attitude, and he's just a joy to have as a friend. And he was an excellent guest. My next guest, Sue Trace, I've known her for years, and I actually helped her transition from being in a stressed out, overwhelmed job. She trained how to be an energy coach with me, and went on to get a few other certifications because of her life experiences. So she's a coach that works with people with ADD, ADHD, overcoming life challenges. And she also, because she's a nurse by training, works a lot with nurses in their stress and the chaos that they went through with COVID. She's one of those people that comes in and helps the entire team through some of her speaking and coaching and training. So Sue Trace is also a game changer. She was a pure joy to have on the show, and she's making a difference in many people's lives. And then last month, I had another client, actually, who I helped start his business. And he's done a lot of things. He was a psychologist, ran a successful business. He moved up here and started working with the foster care program, making a difference with those kids, but really had this inner need to start a coaching and consulting business to work with people who are struggling in life. And he is a connector. He helps parents learn how to communicate with those kids that are shutting them down. You know how it is, a kid turns like 12, 13, 14, all of a sudden parents not cool anymore. And they're saying to them, yeah, right, mom, right, dad. They tune you out. They're not communicating with you anymore. He has all these tools and techniques to help you reconnect. And on the show, he actually gave me some tools to work on with my son who moved away to Thailand. And it was amazing because my son immediately responded to each of the messages that I sent him after I did the work that Jeff told me to do. And it's not like he wasn't responsive to me. We have a good relationship, but I felt kind of separated with him across the world. And it was amazing how well this worked, where, you know, my son came back and said, I love you, mom. And, you know, you don't hear those words all the time anymore, especially after they hit that 13, 14 and through different times in life. So the magic of connection with Jeff Falzone, and you can find him on Jeff Falzone. I think it's jefffalzonecoaching.com or Jeff Falzone, and that's F-A-L-Z-O-N-E. So those were my guests. I feel like I really made a difference. I had a lot of people come back and thank me and follow up with some of these people. And I really am hopeful that it might have helped you, or that you can go back and listen to these shows and have it help you. So now what I want to talk about is kind of that this is kind of stuff I do full time. This is my life. And I was, just to remind anyone that may not have heard my story, I worked in corporate America, same company for most of my career, like almost 20 years, same company, until they got bought out by a Fortune 500. But I spent a lot of my career, I was in a very key position with the company. I joined them when they were 12 million. We grew to 2.3 billion. So it was fast paced. It was hectic. It was stressful. And my body, and I tried to do too much and I never said no. So I was always running on empty. I was getting autoimmune diseases. And it got to the, and I'd take leaves and I'd come back and I'd take a leave and I'd come back. And my doctor finally said, if you don't quit, you're going to die. And that was kind of my wake up call, where I learned, you know, I'd already been doing yoga and I learned how to do meditation, toughest thing in the whole world for a person, fast paced person like that to learn. But I learned, but I do it in a way that works for me. I'm not one of those people that can just sit there and go, can't do it. I do meditation work in a different way. And there's lots of things you can listen to and lots of things you can do to calm your system. And now I'm a master at calm. I'm a master at living in what I call the flow state, the being zone state. I wrote a book, and the reason I wrote a book is people that can't afford me as a coach can go to my book and learn a lot of these tools and techniques. It's called The Being Zone, and it's on Amazon. You can also find it on my website on MarlaWilliams.net. And there's a journal that goes with it. And if you're really serious about this, the journal is a good tool to have to kind of make your notes as you go along and read in the book. And it's not an easy book. It's for do-it-yourselfers who really want to make a commitment, because it's not an easy book. It's a big, complicated book. It has a lot of information in there. But you can also do the shortcut and coach with me. So anyway, I learned how to master the life of calm, how to quiet that voice in my head, how to live from a heart-based place instead of a head-based place. And that's what I teach people. Because of my HR background, by the way, when I was in corporate America, I founded the HR department. I led strategic planning. I led project management in the down the road, as well as customer solutions. So I'm good on the corporate front. I help a lot of leaders bring lean into their company, bring great culture into their company, because our culture was game-changing. And as well as then help individuals kind of find their way, their own purpose, because I had to find mine. I changed my life at 50. And I help a lot of people who are getting close to retirement or wanting to change jobs in their 50s. I help them find their way. And I'm really, really gifted at that. I have this unique ability to know. And I teach people, it's intuition. I teach people how to listen to their own intuition, how to tune into their heart and to know what's right and not right. And I have some great tools and techniques that I've come up with to kind of help people find their way, to find their path. And my life every single day now is I wake up happy. I go to bed happy. I'm rarely stressed. You really have to throw a good curveball at me to get me stressed. And for the most part, it's a dream life. And I believe you're only on earth once. You might as well live that dream life. I know Benny has a dream life. He juggles a lot of things, but he's got a great job.
I don't know if it's a dream life. I mean, it's something I've been doing for a while. In the beginning, sure. Yeah, it was amazing. Still is. I mean, there are times I get it, but you know, it's just, I've been doing it for 20 years, so I'm a little complacent.
Yeah. But you know, you're really good at it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You just flow. People don't know what goes on behind the scenes in a radio show, but Benny is juggling a lot of things. So he's not just sitting there making sure I keep talking, but he's also doing, you know, the last shows, pulling it together to be able to get it up online. He does a lot of the background, bringing in the music at the right time, doing all that kind of stuff. He's juggling a lot of balls all at once, and he's always smiling. It's never like he's stressed. I don't think I've seen you stressed.
Well, thank you. It's a forced stress smile. No, I'm just joking. No, I mean, it's just, I think it's, again, I've been almost doing this for 20 years, and it's a lot of great training from previously into now, and all my hosts really understand how the operations, you know, kind of like pan out and work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is Benny has been an amazing support system for me. He has made everything easier because of what he knows and what he does and how he advises me. And I truly appreciate, Benny, you in the last 18 months or whatever it's been. No, it's been more than that, but 21 months. You helping me in this process, helping me learn the ropes, helping me sound better, get my system set up right, knowing I sound okay.
Well, you're quite welcome. And it's kind of what we do here. And we can, you know, everyone can have the opportunity to do what you do as well. We're just kind of like the guiding force for everyone who has a great message.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So it's been fun. So anybody interested in getting in radio, there are opportunities out there.
A shameless plug right there. Just throw it in there.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
I love it.
And Dina Marie, I have to give kudos to Dina. Dina is an amazing person who's been through a lot in life and is a survivor and has learned all kinds of wonderful things. She's a lot like me, and she does retreats on Whidbey, and she does a lot with crystals and a lot of the energy work that I do. She's been a blessing to know. She had me on her show when I first met her. I met her on Camino Island when I first moved here, went to a chamber of commerce meeting, and we connected. And then she had me on her show, and we just have been friends ever since and will continue to be. So she's amazing. Okay. So going on, I think, are we getting close to break again?
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. It's natural.
Okay. And then I'm going to go in and I'm going to actually share some tools and maybe even try them out on Vinny and see how he does. Whoa. Okay. So you're listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is over. The day is here, my friend. The time has come today, your whole nothing can hold back the dawn.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kassara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Parenting can be a paradox. The longer you're a parent, the better you get. But connecting with your child can get harder and harder. My name is Jeff Falzone. As a father, I've personally experienced this challenge myself. After working as a therapist for 20 years, I've developed an exciting approach to parenting that will transform how you connect with your child. I'd love to talk to you about it. Read about my approach and contact me for a free consultation at jefffalzonecoaching.com.
Do you feel stressed, exhausted, or burned out? Would you like to identify your unique warning signs and know what to do? Are you ready to learn how to calm your system and increase your energy so you are healthier, happier, and more productive? Learn from an expert. I transform my life from burnout to bliss, and you can too. Go to marlawilliams.net, click on Learn, and sign up for my Burnout Prevention Formula course and move from burnout to bliss in just 6 weeks or less.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries. You can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. This morning, we're discussing all the shows that I've had since I've been a host on the show, as well as letting people know that I'm moving on. I'm not going to continue to do the show, but I'm available still as a coach, speaker, and trainer. a consultant to companies. But right now, what I want to do is I've spent the first part of the show kind of talking about my guests and some of the tools. I actually want to share some simple tools with my audience that you can use every single day to help you have a better day and live more of a life that you love. So the simplest one, believe it or not, is breathing. And people take breathing for granted. They don't realize how powerful it is. And if you think about it, just think about when you get stressed, your breathing increases, right? Well, that kind of tenses up your body. When you learn how to do breathing that calms your system and can keep that calmer breathing going, even in stressful times, you're actually going to do better. So the first breathing technique that I want to teach you is very, very simple. You just take a deep breath in through your nose and out with a big sigh. So everybody try that, a big deep breath in and a big sigh. The sigh and the sound actually calms your system. It actually, that breathing, I took a class on breathing, believe it or not, reboots your autonomic nervous system. So when you're stressing out and you're going to, you know, when people sometimes just your body automatically sighs and you go, and your spouse might go, what are you sighing for? It's because you're releasing something in your body. And so it's rebooting you. So just doing a big breath in and then a big sigh is going to reboot your autonomic nervous system and you will immediately feel calmer. So Benny, did you try it?
I did. I don't know if you could hear it a little bit. I did it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you feel a difference?
I did. A little more relaxed, a little more calm. As I should be anyways, to protect my hosts, right?
I love it.
Going back to that, though, I've actually had hosts come in here just freaked out about the traffic and, like, you're their guests. I'm like, you need to go back out there, take a couple breaths out of the studio, and come back in. So it does work.
Good advice. Yeah. Good advice. Good. Mm-hmm. Now you can teach them to do the sigh with it, and that'll even calm them more.
Right, I will.
Okay, so part two of that is actually breathing in and out through your nose. And so the key with breathing in and out through your nose is it actually increases your blood oxygen level, which is part of your life force. You need it to survive. Most people, when they get upset, start mouth breathing, and that's actually draining your life force, draining your system. You want to do nose breathing. So I just teach people. So I'm just going to walk you through it, Benny. You're going to have another one here.
All right. Okay.
So breathe in through your nose on a count of six. And out through your nose on a count of six. In through your nose on a count of six. And out. One more time, in. And out through your nose. Now tell me you don't feel a lot calmer right now.
100%.
Yeah. So this, I have a good story on this one.
Okay.
I have a really good friend who was going in for surgery, and she called me up, and I coach her, and she called me up and said, my doctor's saying my blood oxygen level is really bad and I need to improve it or surgery isn't going to be as good. What can I do? And I go, well, I've got the technique. And so I taught her how to do that. So she did it consistently throughout the day, every day for 2 weeks, went back to the doctor, and the doctor was, I have no idea what you did, but your blood oxygen level is perfect. Let's move forward. So there you go, folks. If you're going to have surgery and they're concerned about your blood oxygen level, or in your hospital and they're concerned about your blood oxygen level, you know what to do. Just breathe in and out through your nose, nice and slow. And the benefit is it calms your system. Pretty cool, huh?
I love it.
Okay. Okay. The voice in the head, folks, that's the biggest problem everybody faces. So let's talk about why we have a voice in the head. So basically our world, if you think about it, is pretty disconnected. Everybody's tied to their technology. You look at a group of friends, in the old days, they'd be sitting and laughing and joking and together. Now everybody's in their phone, sharing things on their phone or just in their phone, right? You see couples at night on Facebook instead of talking with their spouse. And so our disconnected world, the trauma that goes on in the world today because of that disconnection is scary. And what ends up happening is this kind of way of being gets programmed into you. And then you're kind of caught in this web of being that way, when in reality, you want to learn to enjoy life. But the fears, the doubts, the lack of confidence, the worry, the not feeling like you're enough, all those things show up in that little voice in your head based on this programming of life situations that you've gone through, and it controls your life. That voice in your head controls your life. So what you want to do is learn to listen to him, because he's important, but you want to learn to quiet him. So I have this wonderful tool that I learned from a psychologist, and it's called the throw it away tool. So you ready, Benny?
Let's do it.
What we're going to do. So basically, you come up with something in your head that's causing you worry. So can you come up with an example for me? Something that you're worried about, something that you stress about, something that you...
Driving home right now because it's still kind of cold and slick out there.
Okay, perfect. And so when you start to think about that, that's in your low... Where do you feel that? Is that more in your heart, more in your head? Where do you feel kind of the...
Yeah, like my sternum, a little like chest area, you know?
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do, I want you to take your hand. I want you to take it towards your heart, towards your sternum. And I want you to grab that feeling out and hold it in your hand like a physical thing. And then you're going to talk to it and say, hey, worry about the slick roads. Thanks for showing up.
Listen here, man. You got this. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay. I got it.
Okay. It's a little
different.
Him,
it's a little
thank
different
him.
Than
thanks
your
thanks for
approach.
Showing up.
Yeah. Thanks for showing
but
up.
But you're yep. right. Mm-hmm. You were right in your words, but I got this. And you wad it up and you throw it away. And then I want you to drop into your heart in regards to your heart of intuition, your heart of knowing, your gut of knowing that you're going to be just fine and safe, and replace it with that. And you feel calmer immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of people go into stress. If you just pull that stress out, oftentimes that's in the head. Your head's going a mile a minute. You might not be sleeping at night, whatever the case. This can be used at that time. Just pull it out. Thank it for showing up. Hold it like a physical thing in your hand. You want to thank it because it's adding value. It's giving you warning. There's a reason to be stressed or worried or whatever. But you don't need to hold on to it. Trust yourself. Trust your heart. So now that we're talking about trust your heart, let's do a little bit on listening to your intuition, listening to your heart. Okay. So basically, do you have a dog or cat or anything?
Oh, we don't. No.
Okay. So we're going to use your kids, even though they're getting towards the age where they might get a little more defiant. You still
frisky.
When you think
we'll use frisky.
Okay.
Frisky.
Okay,
my air quotes. Frisky.
Okay. Frisky. Got it. Okay. So what you want to do is think about something that warms your heart.
Okay.
And so close your eyes for a moment. Think about what makes you really, really happy, warms your heart. And can you feel your heart warm when you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for most people, just so you know, side note here, is I usually have them think of a baby or a pet, because babies and pets love you unconditionally. Kids and spouses and friends don't always, right? So, or it might just be a place you love or a feeling you have doing something. Anyway, so you warm your heart thinking of something you love. And then you ask yes, no questions when you're trying to make a decision. So for instance, once your heart's warm, we're going to use your name, Benny.
Okay.
If you say, my name is Benny, your heart's going to stay warm because that's a truth statement. Okay. Now I want you to say, my name is George, and see what happens to your heart.
Yeah, it totally shifts.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. cools. Yeah. Your heart will warm with truth. Follow it. Your heart will cool with untruth or no. So when I was first learning this tool, I'd actually go in the grocery store and I was trying to figure out, well, should I get broccoli tonight or should I have cauliflower or should I get this or that, right? So I'd actually do the warm heart on it. Mm-hmm. And one of them would always warm more because it was probably better for my body. My body knew it. Your body never lies. Your body tells the truth. And any naturopath is going to tell you that. And so beyond the warm heart, the next tool in intuition is actually muscle testing. Benny, have you ever gone to either a chiropractor or a naturopath and they had you stick your arm out and put their hand on it and asked you to resist?
It's been a while, but yes, I do remember that procedure.
Okay, perfect. So or what happens? So let's just say it's a chiropractor mm-hmm. and you had a car accident and you mm-hmm. hurt all over. So you don't really know where it hurts. And he's trying to determine that. And so mm-hmm. what he'll do is he'll have you put your arm out, put his hand on it, and he'll touch in a certain point and ask you if it hurts there. And you're kind of going, God, it hurts everywhere. So you're going, yeah, well, if it's really not the pain point, your arm will hold.
Mm-hmm.
When he hits the true pain point, excuse me, your arm will drop. When it's truth, your arm will hold. When it's not, your arm will drop. And so what I teach people is muscle testing with your fingers, because that's much easier than trying to hold your own arm out and resist it. And so if you put your hand or your fingers in an OK symbol, so you got your thumb and your pointer finger attached. Then you stick your thumb of the other hand through it and connect with that pointer finger, you have two okay symbols attached. And basically what I tell people to do is, and you hold it really, really lightly, when you tell the truth, a truth statement, your fingers will hold. When you're saying a non-truth, so my name is Benny, your fingers will hold. My name is George, your fingers will slip. And so there's multiple more. They're on my website. They're free. Mm-hmm. But just go in and learn how to listen to your intuition. So instead of allowing that voice in your head to control your life, your stress, your problems, allow your heart and gut to do it, right?
That's good. Like great that. Advice. And you said it was free. You can go to the website. What's the website?
MarlaWilliams.net.
There you go, people.
There you go. There's meditations there. There's all kinds of things there that'll help you. Another thing, there's two other really strong tools that help a lot. And one of them, believe it or not, is journaling. So when I was going through all that stress back when I was in corporate America, I was working with a psychologist at the time trying to decrease my stress, and he told me to journal. And what I found is when you sit down and write out all the things you're worried about, then you don't worry about them anymore. You've written them down, so you've kind of got it somewhere where it's logged. And so what I was doing, I wasn't sleeping well. And so I'd wake up at night, and he told me to keep a pad by my bed and a pen and not turn on the light. He goes, just make notes when you wake up at night, what you're worried about. And so I'd write these notes on this pad. I'd just grab my pad, grab my pen, and in the dark, I'd write these notes. And then I'd go back to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I could never read my notes. It was just a big scrawl, scribble. You know, I thought I was writing normally, and I wasn't. I was all over the place because I was in that semi-sleep state, right? And however, it took it off my mind for the night, so I was able to sleep. And it didn't really matter what it was because it would show up again if it's right. A problem, right? So then the other big tool, so journaling is just getting in the habit of journaling each day, writing, releasing things that are in your brain. And the other half of it is gratefuls. How grateful are you, Benny?
Super grateful.
Good. Mm-hmm. And the more you say you're grateful, the more good comes to you. Do you know that?
Oh, I've known that for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's big. And so the power of gratitude, they've done study after study, and it's just amazing. And so taking time to write what you're grateful about each day as part of your journaling actually brings more of that to you. And you get more good because your thoughts become things. So whatever you're thinking, saying, feeling, or emoting becomes your reality. It's creating little neurons going into your body. So the more grateful you are, the more focus. And it's not just positive thinking, folks. This is beyond positive thinking, is really quieting that voice, focusing on what's right, being grateful for it is going to bring more of that to your life, right? Do you ever write down gratefuls?
I mean, I kind of mentally make note of them.
Yeah,
Not so much of the writing things down, but they usually stick for a minute. And I say them out loud, too. There's always things, you know, like a mighty money magnet is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You just refer to that, you know, if you're kind of struggling with some areas, just keep it positive in yourself and start small, too. I've always said that and I've heard that, too. Like, start small on little goals and then work your way up to the larger ones.
Yeah. So the Psych-K tool I talked about actually will take what we do is we get a really well-formed statement, goal statement, and then we do a Psych-K process on that. And it's amazing because even if it's not true yet, when you believe it so deeply inside, and this tool does that, that it actually starts to show up. So when you want a dream to come true there, Benny, call me up.
There
we'll do a 5-minute Psych-K and we'll take care of you.
All right. Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Okay, cool. I guess what I want to leave on is you control your life. You can choose whether you're having a good life or a bad life. And a lot of people go, oh, that's just, you know, I hate that when people say that because I'm struggling. Well, I've struggled too. I mean, I was stressed. I was told I was going to die. I had a son that had serious, serious surgeries. You go through tough times, but you can choose. Once you get through the agony of the toughest times, you can choose how you respond and how you move forward. You can stay in that slump or you can get help, whether it's a counselor or a psychologist or a whatever, or a coach, and I'm available. You want to be able to just focus on what you do want, think what you want, feel what you want, and you're going to bring more of that to your life. I'm known as the sunshine sunset person, the sunrise sunset. On my Facebook page, almost daily, I'm posting beautiful pictures of sunrise or sunset. I love them both, and that is a pick-me-up. I'm so grateful that our earth is so beautiful and that I get to enjoy each moment of each day. So thank you, everyone, who have taken the time to listen to me on the show or have gone back and listened to my shows. Again, it was all for you. I hope it helped. And I hope everybody has an amazing holiday season and starts out their 2023 on a right note. And you can do that if you want by going to my website and signing up for a complimentary session. Let me help you get it started right.